Okay, you test them at Aleph, 12 lines to the top of the page, 19A1, second column. Okay, Gemara said before like this. Good for the Gemara said it didn't before. Okay, Amar Avon Amar Avon, it's a new Gemara. I mean, it's connected to before, but it's really a new Gemara. Amar Avon Amar Avon, Avon is the name of Rav. Made the Mishnah Shekosful, if somebody concedes, in other words, somebody admits that the document was written, but he says it was paid already. Or in the case of the Gemara before, he says it was given on trust. The din is, ain't tzarech l'kayme, this opinion, Amar Avon Amar Rav, holds, you don't need to verify the document. Meaning like this. The Gemara was discussing before, just let me see what's relevant to this Gemara. Okay? The Gemara was saying about, again, Peshos and Peshi hit the mouth, but it said like this. Let's see, where we're going to start here to say. It's not relevant to the Gemara before. Okay. The bottom line is, if somebody, let's say, I come with a document to you, okay? It's okay. And I say to you, you owe me $1,000. This is what the document said. And you say, yes, but I paid it. Now the question is, do you have to verify the document that it's not forged? Or once the borrower said, I paid it, means he authenticates the document, and therefore there's no need to authenticate it. Normally like this, if you come with, to me with a document, and I say the document's forged, it's forged. You have to verify the document. You have to validate it. How? Calling the witnesses that signed, or people that know that this is their signature, and then you validate the document is good. What happens if you did, if you don't, otherwise you don't need to validate the document. But what happens if a guy comes along and says, you know, the document was valid, but it was paid. Does the document need to be validated or not? And Rav Huna Amar Rav says, it doesn't. Ein tzarech l'kayme, it doesn't need to be certified. Why? Because the fact that the guy admits that it was written, okay, then it's good.
You don't need even shetari. If somebody comes saying, oh, you owe me this, but I was paid, you don't even need a shetari.
Okay, no, but the case over there is like this, based on the Gemara before. And this is our mayor's din that the Gemara quoted before. What happens after the guy says, I paid? Okay? Then the witnesses come and say, you know what? We were forced to sign it. We were forced to sign it. Now, normally, if the witnesses said they were forced to sign it, we learned before in the Gemara, if there's another signature somewhere else, then they can't say that we were forced, because they already authenticated the document. But if not, not, right? Because Peshos and Peshihitir. But in this case, I come to you with a document, says, I owe you you owe me $1,000. Yeah? And you say to me, yes, but I paid it. Now, there becomes a question on the document. Like the witnesses come and say, you know what? We were forced to sign it. Is there a need to authenticate and validate the document or not? So Rav Meir, the Gemara is going to say Rav Meir, but Rav Huna Amar Rav says you don't need to validate it because the borrower, by saying I paid, says, yes, the document is authentic, but I paid it. So then there could be no question on the document anymore.
Has to take away the document anyway, right? Because he can come next year and say, I have the same star, no? The borrower has to tore it or something, no?
No, he has...
He cannot keep the document. He can come every week, I say the same thing.
The question over here is like this. The question, the Gemara, is really a different question that we... Thais talks about a little bit, but... Is a person believed to say, I paid on the document? If you come with a document that I owe you $1,000, and I say I paid it, am I believed? Now, there's two things over here. Remember, we learned the migui. You believe a guy with what he said, because if he wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie. Right? Now, I could have said the document forged. Am I believed with what I said that I paid it because I could have said a better lie that it's forged?
Not in this case, because Shatari is stronger than the your word. You have a document, you have something.
No, it's not. I could have said it's false. It's forged. So two opinions. One opinion says he's believed with the migui, and one opinion says he's not believed. What's the argument? This din over here. Because when I say it's paid, I'm automatically authenticating the document. So how can I come along with a better lie that it's mizuyev? You're believing me with what I said, because I could have said a better lie. There's no better lie, because once I said I paid it, it's verified. The other opinion says, no, you still need to verify it. And if I'm believed to say I paid it, because I could have lied a better lie that it's forged. So this is anyway what Rav Huna says in the name of Rav. Amalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to him, I don't understand. Genuve, genuve lamalch. Why do you have to steal this din? In other words, if you're the Krab Meir who says this din, Eima halacha Krab Meir. Say that halacha, it's a Krab Meir. In other words, Rab Meir said this din. Right? So why is Amir Rav Huna Amir Rav saying, the din is Ein Tarach HaKaymei. So he says, if you're the Krab Meir, that's what Rab Meir says. So Amir, he answered back, Umar Heichas Fila, what do you hold? What do you hold, yes or no? So he says like this. Amalei, ki also le kamen didina. When this creditor comes to us for judgment and like this document, I'll tell you what we do. Zokai mishtoraychu v'choysel adina. Well, we tell him something else. Rav Nachman says, when these guys come to Beis Din, before the case even starts, we tell him, you know what? Go validate the document and then bring it to court. We don't want to deal with it until the document's validated. So Rav Nachman said, we solved this whole issue. Over here the question is, do you have to validate? Do you not have to validate? Rav Nachman says, you know what we do? We have a different process. Anytime people come with a document to Beis Din, before they even start the court case, we say to them, go validate the document and then we'll talk.
What about the question? Is it like Rav Meir or not? Did we answer that?
Huh?
You say if it's like Rav Meir said that. Did we answer that or? We didn't answer that.
With what?
He says, what you're saying is like.
No, he says, no, so he says, so what do you say about this?
Okay. This is what Rav Meir said. He didn't answer that.
Right. So you didn't answer the question, but he said, but what do you do in this case?
So he answered the other person. What about himself? You ask him on him.
No, because the Mefarshim explained this. Rav Huna didn't know, is that what Rav Nachum is really asking him? Why didn't you just say halacha, or is he debating the halacha? And as Rav Nachman made fun of him. Okay, Rav Huna said, in the name of Rav, this din. You don't have to validate the document. So Rav Nachman made fun of him. He says, why did you steal this halacha? If you hold a kremer, say halacha the kremer. So Rav Huna says to him, are you making fun of me? And do you disagree with me? What do you hold? That's what he asked him. It was like what's called in English, rhetorical question. He didn't really care if he held a kremer or not. Rav Huna thought, you're asking me, you seem to disagree with me, what do you hold? So Rav Nachman said, I'll tell you what we do. We validate the document before there's any things. And therefore, by the way, okay, the din is, this din ain't tarach l'kai, I mean tarach l'kaimi. You have to validate, therefore the din is, he brings on the halacha. If the debtor claims that he paid or enters a similar to the thing, the creditor cannot collect on the basis of the note unless he has it certified. And if he can't certify it, the halacha is he is believed. To say I paid. because he could have said a better lie, that it's a forged document.
Use both, yeah?
Yep. But if the guy validated the document before, then he can't say I paid, because it's a legal document. Why do I have it? You should be having it. Where's your receipt?
The rule was that they take the same document when it's paid off, and they sign it that it was paid.
No, the Gemara says two things they used to do. Either they wrote a receipt, or they would give back the document to the borrower. The risk of that was, if the borrower loses it and the lender finds it, he can collect again. Sometimes they would rip it up. I mean, there are different things that they would do with the documents. Okay, now is another interesting Gemara. Amar Yud Amar Av. Ha'em Ishtar Amman Huzeth. What the guys used to do is really crazy people. They used to write a document on trust. That means, like he says like this, a guy says, the story is like this. A guy comes with a document that you owe me $1,000. You said that document was written before the loan took place. I trusted the lender that the loan will really happen, and it never happened though. So he has a document that I trusted him to write, but the loan never took place. And the guy said, what are you talking about? I have the document. You owe me the money.
That's not your time to deal.
No.
He's not saying it was forged. No. He says, I admit that the document was written.
And I signed.
The witness is signed. But the document was written that a month from now you're going to lend me money. I trusted you that you're going to lend me money. And as we said, we were talking about this Sunday morning. In the olden times, people didn't know how to write. They would have scribes that wrote documents. And a lot of times scribes were out of town, or whatever. So a person said, you know what, I'm writing the document now, and I trust you that you're going to lend me the money.
And then they would sign it then.
No, they sign it now.
That's mezuzah. It can't be in advance by the star.
The leiva agrees to it.
Doesn't matter.
Why is it mezuzah?
No.
Mezuzah is if I write a document, you owe me $1,000, you don't know about it. But if you say to Beis Din, I want you, Beis Din, to write me a document that I'm borrowing $1,000 from me. Why shouldn't Beis Din write it?
Even the date is not right, you write in advance, it is okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, mm-hmm. Okay? If the borrower, who's now brought the document to collect the money, he says, Shtar Amana, it was written on trust. Okay? But it was never done. The loan was never done. So the din is, ain and nemun, he's not believed. He's not believed to say that it's that. Okay? This is the din, which makes a lot of sense. Why should he be believed to say, every guy will say, it was written on trust and you never lent me the money. I mean, why should he be believed? So the Gemara says like this, Ka'amarman, who's the one that's saying it was written on trust? He says, Ile medekamar leiva. If the borrower said, Pshita, of course he's not called communities, he believed. A borrower be believed to say, the loan never took place, but I trusted him, so he has the document. Every guy's going to write that. Every guy's going to say that. Elo de Kamer Malva. So the Malva says, the lender says, it was written on trust. So the Gemara says, Tavi Olav Bracha. So let him be able to give a bracha, because he's admitting he doesn't owe him the money. Right? So the Gemara says like this, if somebody says the document was written on trust, he's not believed. So the Gemara is trying to analyze who said it. Did the borrower say it? Of course he's not believed. He says, I don't owe you the money because it was written on trust. Of course he's not believed. And if it's the lender saying it, that the loan never took place, so well, of course. So the Gemara says, the Kamed El Eidim, witnesses say, not the borrower, not the lender. Two witnesses come and say, this document was written on trust. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. If the witnesses, the question is, are the witnesses believe Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter? They're saying this, they have to believe in this. She says, but if they're writing, if they're verified from a different place, Pshita Delay Mamna, for sure they're not believed. Because we learned that any time the document is already validated, the witness are not believed to say that we were forced or a trust or whatever. Vi the inks of Yoitzim Mokamacher, and if there is no other document, Amayla Mamna, why shouldn't the witnesses be believed? Because Peshotze Peshi Hitter. If you're believing them, that is their signature, then you have to believe them that they were, it wasn't to really, the loan never happened. It was only a trust. So the Gemara is going to answer three answers. Amr Avinov is said like this. La'elam de kamer leiva. The leiva, the borrower said that it was untrust. Of course he's not believed. What's the, but Rav Huna, like Rav Huna's din that we just said, the Amr Rav Huna Merav made the Bishrasha Kosvu. If a guy admits that the star was written, like remember what they said, if a guy admits it was paid, right? That means he admits the document was good. Ain't you don't have to authenticate it. Okay? Therefore, what the Mishnah means, because by him saying that the loan was on, the document was written on trust, he's basically admitting that the document was real. So you don't need to validate it. Once it's a validated document, he can collect. He's not believed to say it's not good. And now the Gemara's question is like this. If the lender says, the loan never took place, but I trusted him, of course he's not believed. Right? Why should he be believed? The question is though, does he need to go validate, does the lender need to validate the document or not? So what Rav Yehuda is saying in this din, the borrower is not believed to say that it was a trust, because by saying that, he validated the document, like Justin Green said, I paid it, means I validated the document. If he validated the document, the guy has a valid document, and therefore he can collect, and therefore the lender is not believed. Abay Amar, and this is a remarkable concept. La'elam damer malva. The malva said that it was written on trust. The lender said it was written on trust. So the Gemara says, of course, then he should be blessed. He says, no, it's speaking at a case, because he's not, Rav Yehuda says he's not, the malva, the lender is not believed. The lender is not believed to say this document was written on trust. Why? Because Rav Nosson, like Rav Nosson said, the Tanya is a very famous, called Shibuda de Rav Nosson. Every yeshiva boy, you better know what this Gemara is. Shibuda de Rav Nosson, it's all over the place. Rav Nosson says like this, Minayin l'neisha b'chavei d'mana, how do I know from Chumash, that if I owe you $100, b'chavei, I owe you $100, and you owe him $100. I owe you $100, you owe him $100. Rav Nosson says, he can come to me straight and collect $100. Can you imagine? I owe you $100, you owe him $100. He can come straight to me and collect $100. It's called Shibuda Rav Nosson. Why? Because I'm bound to you, you're bound to him, so therefore he's bound to me. I mean, not bound, I'm bound to him, really. If I'm bound to you, because I owe you $100, and you owe him $100, so I'm bound to you, you're bound to him, so therefore I'm bound to him. He can come to me and collect the money.
Because as far as this money, you owe it to somebody, either him or him for you,
I owe you and you owe him. So this is called Shibuda Rav Nosson. I owe you, you owe him, so he can come to me, I owe him the money. Okay, and he just says, just see it inside. Minayin shemitziyim mizav v'neisim l'zeh. How do I know it can go from the debtor's debtor straight to the person? There's a whole thing that it's not relevant. How the Gemara learns it out. It shouldn't say the word asham, and therefore it says the asham, whatever. So what's the case over here? The case is a very interesting case. The malva comes. What do we have? A document. The malva takes out a document. Okay. You owe me $100. Right? No, I owe you $100. Okay. You come and take out the document that I owe you $100. And you say the document was written on trust. Therefore, do I owe you the money?
The Malva says,
I never lent you the money. We just wrote the document on trust.
So what's the problem?
What's the problem? The problem is, he owes you $100. So by you saying that it's no $100 loan, he's getting hurt by that. Are you believed to hurt him? Because if I don't owe you the money, then he can't collect from me the money. Right? Just think about it. I owe you, you owe him. So as long as I owe you the money, then he could collect from me the money, because he owes it to you. But if the malva comes along, if you come along and say, this document, the loan never happened. There's a document, it was written on trust that the loan will happen, but it didn't necessarily happen. So by you saying that, he's getting hurt by that. Because now you're not going to be able to collect the money from me because I don't owe you. That means you only owe him, and I'm out of the picture. So you're hurting him by saying what you say. So if you just says you're not believed. Even though there's no more debt to me, because you're saying it was the loan never happened. The document was only written because I trusted you that you're going to lend me the money, but you never did.
You cannot believe, but it cannot be.
You can't be believed, huh?
You can't say it should be verified.
No, you can't, because once the malva agrees that there was never a loan, that's very powerful. But why? But in this case, the Abaya said, "You're not believed to say the loan never happened. Not because of me and you. Me and you could forgive the debt. You could forgive the money I owe you. But you're hurting him that he can't collect from you now because he was supposed to collect from me. He could still collect from you, by the way. But if you don't have the money and I do, so then he would be able to collect money."
There's only
two people. Right. Taisus over here asks a very simple question. You should still be believed. Can you forgive the debt? Can you forgive my debt? If you forgive my debt, can he collect from me? So why aren't you believed to say it was a trusted document? So if you just say, you're not believed because you're hurting him, yeah? Right? But if you wanted to lie, you could have done something else. You could say, I forgive the debt. You have a migri. If you wanted to lie, you could have said, I forgive the debt to me, and then he for sure can't come to me because I don't owe you anything. So he says it's not immediately, because people just don't go around forgiving debts. In other words, when you say that the document is not real because it was written on trust, yeah, you're saying there's no loan of a document, but there could be. You're not saying there was no loan. You're saying the document is not good because the document was written trusting that I'm going to eventually lend you the money. But you're not necessarily saying there was no loan. So now the review just said a din that if a person says that the document was written on trust, he's not believed. So the Gemara asked women, who's saying it? If the lender says it, he's not believed. If the borrower says it, God bless him.
The
Malvin. If the, I had the wrong word. If the borrower says it, that it's not a good document, of course he's not believed. Right? If the lender says it's not a good document, God bless him. Right? So Rava answered, the Chiddush is, the Leiva said it. Why isn't he believed? The Chiddush is, he doesn't have a migui, because he already validated the document by saying it was on trust. But he's saying the document's real, but it was written on trust. And Rabbi Rava answers, Shabbai answers that the Malva says it. Why isn't he believed? Because he's hurting somebody else, and therefore it's no good. It's similar to a din. What's called a tefis of the Baal Chayiv. Let's say you owe him $100. Yeah? And I'm a third party. You owe him $100. And I come to you and grab $100 from you to pay him.
Can you do that?
Can you do that?
You could. Providing that there's no other person that you owe $100 to. Because then, by grabbing the money for him, I'm hurting that other person.
Well, who are you to grab the money?
Maybe you shliach.
It's a whole thing. This is the whole gemara. Did he make a shliach? Did he not make a shliach? One opinion says even if he made a shliach, he can't do it. If you're hurting somebody else.
Well, if he's the first lender, before the other
lender. No, it's all about Pet. There's no earlier and later.
Wouldn't he have first rights if he was the first lender?
No, only by Milva B'Ksav. Only Milva B'Shtar. But there's a third answer to Gemara. The Vashi answers something else. La'elam the Kamen Eidim. The witnesses say, the Gemara gave three options in the question. And the Gemara answers each one of the options could still work. So the Vashi said the witnesses were the ones that said it was trusted. So the Gemara said, but they're not believed. Right? The Gemara's question was, they're not believed. So when it says it's speaking, the Ein Ksav Yadam Yetzim Mokamachem. There's no other handwriting anywhere else that could validate it. I am Ilem, and then why aren't they believed? Witness Pesha also Pesha Hitter. Right? The witness is saying it's our signature, but it's not kosher. So why aren't they believed? Kedravona Damer, the Gedrav Kahana. The Amir of Kahana, Rav Kahana says a din. It's forbidden for a person to keep an illegal document in his house. This document written on trust. The loan never took place. That is a false, and the Torah is good. Don't have any injustice in your home.
Just like weigh the measures.
Yeah, yeah. So, but Gemara says like this, Rav Kahana says, and this is a very, Tosfos talks about this, a very big chiddush over here. Because, Lucheira, the witnesses say, it's a trusted document. So it's not really kosher, right? Why should I believe them? Why should I believe them? Because there's no other document going anywhere else. So Pesha said Pesha Hitter. Right? Because the only document is made valid by the witness, and the witness is saying it's no good. So why don't we believe him? Either saying, shtara monohaya, and they should be believed. Because Rav Kahana says an interesting thing. You're not allowed to keep a shtara mon in the house. Therefore, the witnesses are not believed, because the Jew is not allowed to have such a document in their house. The witnesses are not believed to say, yes, you have such a document in it. Even though it's Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter. Even though the witnesses should be believed, because Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter, they're making the document and they're saying it's no good. But the Gemara says, because, this is what Tosfos explains, even though it's Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter, but over here this Aveda of holding illegal documents in your house is so strong, the guy is not believed. And therefore the witnesses are not believed.
Why you cannot keep it at
home? Because it's, and the Gemara is going to give a number of examples of other not kosher things you can't keep in the house.
What are you going to do with that? You can't can come and collect with it? Or?
Yeah, because he might come to collect with it. You know, there's a din, you're not allowed to have a non-kosher Sefer Torah.
In the
shul. Why?
Someone will grab and read it.
Because he might come and read it. So it says, if you make a simon, you know what they do is they wrap the gartel on outside the cover. Mm-hmm. Normally you say you have the gartel and then you have the cover. So by Apostle Sefer Torah, those shuls that still have them, they wrap the gartel around the outside, so that's a sign that it's possible. But you're not allowed to keep things in the house which are not kosher. Because somebody will use them.
It's the same thing, like if you have an animal, you cannot keep it like non-kosher thing for the animal.
Nobody eats dog food.
No. Like, you have a salami, not kosher, for your dog. Can you do that?
You shouldn't, because you may come to eat it.
So that's the same.
Yeah,
you might come to eat it yourself.
Same concept. Atishka melacha abla. Don't keep any. It's improper to keep a document of trust because even some with the best intentions, they die. And their heirs won't know, and you don't do it.
Yeah, repeat like kosher meat or fucking law.
Yeah, okay, that's a different story. Right. Then you can eat.
What did
he say? He says his puppy in law gets only glad kosher meat.
How do you know if the
Torah
is not kosher enough?
If it's safe, the
Torah
is not kosher.
Yeah, how do you know that?
They found something wrong in it, no?
Oh, okay.
So how do you people know until they fix it? What do? So they wrapped a gartel around the safe. Years ago, I remember as a kid. You
What are the other examples?
So other shoes.
Gemara is going to say, next page, a shtar perua b'teich beisei.
They already paid.
So
the paid document, yeah? You can't keep it in your house.
So this is Shulam Burton Way. How do you know that Torah is a puzzle? How do you know that Torah is any good?
How do I know they're kosher?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to know if they're kosher?
I'm asking.
The Reform guys don't write Tefer Torah. The Reform people write them.
Television
is a mitzvah. Verbringens. Siches. I used to have for being on television. No, before. Okay. Amar of Sheish is bereid Rav in top of the page. Amar of Sheish is bereid Rav Idi. Shmami no med Rav Kahan. From Rav Kahan is Din. Who Rav Kahan said a very major principle. You're not allowed to keep non-kosher documents in your house. He says, if witnesses say that our testimony was written on trust, they're not believed. If witnesses sign a document, and then they come along later and says, you know, it was written on trust, they're not believed. Why? Because such a thing, he says, a very interesting, what you derive from Rav Kahana. Because Rav Kahana said, having such a document in your house is no good because it's an illegal document. So there's an assumption witnesses will never sign on an illegal document. So if witnesses who signed the document later come along and say, you know, this document was written on trust, he's not believed. They're not believed. Why? Because this is an illegal document to have. By them signing it, they're basically saying, we signed an illegal document. And witnesses are not believed to say they're not going to sign an illegal document.
So a document on trust is illegal?
That's what the Gemara says. Rav Kahana said you're not allowed to keep in your house.
But you just learned that people did that.
They did it, but Rav Kahana says you shouldn't. No, he says even more. Because you shouldn't, if somebody says it's a document written on trust, we don't believe him.
Same thing. Nowadays, you cannot make a contract in advance for a few months and put a date. That's the same thing, no?
You can't. What do you mean?
Like, I want to sell my car in 2 months to you and put a date today.
Today that you sold me the car.
Yeah, but for some reason, they want to put it like 2 months from now. All the transactions take right now. I give you cash, everything. But I put a date for 2 months from now for some reason.
That's not a document on trust.
No?
No, because the transaction happened today. So it's called Shtar Me'ucha. We learned that Sunday morning. Okay. Post-dated document is good.
But what about if you make it like this in 2 months? It happens.
If I write a document today, okay, then 2 months from now you're going to sell me your car.
Yes.
That's called Shtar Amana. That's no good.
So we cannot do that.
Because maybe you won't sell me the car. Right? And then what's going to happen? The guy might die, like Rashi said. The guy might die. And then the heirs don't know anything. They're going to take out a document and say, you sold them the car. And it's a false document.
Nice. That's why it's nice. They trust each other. They write something for 2 months, but no transaction, no money, nothing.
You know, in business. Yeah. Okay? I know you're a holy guy, but those that deal with business, you were taught the first thing. Don't trust anybody. Not your father, not your mother, not your son. Don't trust anybody. Because you know how many dentators are because I trusted him? Yeah? There's no such thing as trust. You know what I mean? You have to write a contract. Everything has to be spelled out clearly. If people write, you know what I mean, shluchim, or whatever it is, if they would write out a contract clearly and everything, half a dentarius wouldn't be existing. Wow. You said this, I said this. You have a contract, it's clear.
Then you could get a good night's sleep.
Yeah. I sleep anyway.
And that's the other case. It happened that the father gave like a lot of money to his son, but the son is not giving back the money. Denying, you know, it never happened.
That's what I'm saying.
Write it on. Even to the son,
I'll never forget when I started this shul. A businessman came over to me and says, Rabbi, don't trust anybody. Not your father, not your mother, not your son, not your daughter. Don't trust everything. You know what?
Makes sense. He's
right. Wow. I tell all shluchim, when you go out to a place now, you make sure you go out with a contract. No matter where it is.
What contract
you got? The shliach takes out another shliach.
Ah, they're hiring somebody?
Yeah.
Ah.
Shliach is hiring another shliach under him.
Yeah. Write down something.
Make a contract.
Why?
Because then there's no issues. Then everything is clear. What your job is, and what the pay is, and what the thing is, and that's it. It's clear.
Is it a halacha, or is it something good to do?
When he says shtar amana, you can't keep in your house. Right, because something may bad. Yeah, that's halacha.
No, but that's halacha. What about writing contract? Is it halacha or is it only?
I say it should be done because then you solve a lot of issues later.
Is it the same thing?
Well, like the Gemara is going to say now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, okay, the lender. Right? The lender cannot keep a note of paid up in that in the house. Huh? If I have a document, you owe me $1,000 and you paid it to me. Right? I shouldn't keep that document anyway.
But they don't write anything paid up, nothing.
He says not. Obviously, if you have stamp and paid, it's not a problem. Let's say you write a receipt. Let's say you write a receipt. So I keep the document. You have a receipt that you paid the money. Rav Yishuv ben Levi said you shouldn't hold such a document in your house. Why? Why? You might lose the receipt. The guy might die. His kids are going to find the document. Oh, the guy owes me $1,000.
But for the record, they make a note on it that this was paid.
But they didn't do that. They either write a receipt. Because in time of the Gemara, the Gemara says a whole story about Metzia. The document is worthless. And the whole question, who give it back to? So Gemara says, what's the difference? It's worthless anyway.
Bottle stopper.
It's a bottle stopper. You know, everything was precious in those days. Who wants a piece? It's a parchment. Yeah, who wants a parchment of a bottle stopper? But this is the din, and Avkana says he can't do it. Okay.